Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Lake Show. Steve Thompson in for Henry Lake. Henry's gone one more day and then back Thursday. He's been spending time at Summer League in Las Vegas. And the Twins are in the All-Star break. Byron Buxton to Joe Ryan in Atlanta. And Phil Miller, who covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, is there. And he's good enough to join us on what has been a very busy trip to Atlanta. Phil, thanks for the time. And number one, how's the weather going to be for the game tonight?
Well, the rain has stopped. So apparently my superpower of causing rain delays maybe doesn't work without the old Twins team here. It is just as it's been all weekend. It is hot and muggy, but they'll play.
Yeah, Atlanta in July for sure. Let's get into the big news.
You know, I was going to say, Steve, you come to Atlanta and you realize why Miami, Tampa, Houston, Dallas, and Phoenix all have domes over their stadiums. Holy cow, it's muggy.
Yeah. We've had some really humid days, but that's every day in those cities.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, just crazy. Phil Miller joining us. Some big news today, and it starts with the Tampa Bay Rays. Looks like there's a deal to sell the Rays to a Florida businessman. His plan is to keep the team. But then beyond that, Commissioner Rob Manfred alluded that a Twins sale could be on the horizon as soon as this summer.
Yeah, addressed the baseball writers this morning, and I asked them that. I said, it's been more than 9 months now. I knew going into this that the family had hoped it would take maybe half of this much time, and they still don't have an announced buyer. And he said yes, but he is very confident. He said that there is a transaction coming, that it's in the works, and we just have to wait. Just be a little patient. He basically said, all the bidders, everyone who had inquired, backed off when it became clear that Justin Ishbia, the co-owner of the Suns, was going to make a bid. And, he said... Basically, everyone knew that if they couldn't top that, what he was going to pay, they might as well move on to something else. And when Justin Ishbia decided instead to purchase the White Sox on a long-term deal, that kind of reset the clock. So I thought the newsworthy part was he said it's going to happen. I know some things that you don't, and I'm very confident there's a transaction coming.
Wow. And Do you get any sense that it had to do with the Rays deal going through? Because the Twins have Target Field. There's a lot of stability with the ballpark, still considered one of the top five venues in the major leagues. Meanwhile, you got the Rays and their ballpark situation very much up in the air. Tropicana Field was damage beyond use for this season. They're playing at Steinbrenner Field, the spring training home of the Yankees and minor league club in Tampa. And they were able to find a buyer in what, the $1.7, $1.8 billion range. And we had heard along the way that was kind of the number for the Twins.
Yeah, and he said that not only will there be a transaction, he's confident that it will be consistent with the pricing of franchises. And I did take that to mean that they will get at least as much as Stu Sternberg got for the Rays. So that is good news. He also said that Tropicana Field will be ready to use next season. He's confident of that. Although if the Rays make the postseason, they are going to play in the minor league park in Tampa this fall. But he made it sound very positive that. That there is a deal coming and it will at least equal that raised price.
So huge news on the Twins front, and it all transpires during the All-Star game, and that's been big news in these parts because Byron Buxton is there, is expected to play tonight, was part of the Home Run Derby last night, and we have heard Joe Ryan will get an inning tonight for the American League. So a lot of Twins news right now.
Yeah, and it's been fun to spend some time with Byron and Joe down here. They are clearly, well, Byron was just laughing and having a great time after the Derby last night, even though he was eliminated in the semifinals. He said it was just a dream come true for his kids, who got to bring him a towel during his rounds, and Joe Ryan got to babysit his kids, also fun. And he just said that, you know, it's a memory they're going to have the rest of their life, and me too, and I'm glad I did it. And he was really glad that he didn't embarrass himself. You know, Chisholm only hit three. Byron hit 20 in the first round, and you could tell that was a relief, too, that he acquitted himself well against what he said is the largest collection of tall players in Major League history.
Yeah, and how about Cal Raleigh? That was pretty fun. You know, the family involved in his home run derby. Byron Buxton did well, and you got to feel good that story about Cal Raleigh is pretty fun.
Yeah, and he is so well liked around here. You could tell that the other players were really happy for him. I happened to have paused upon him in the American League clubhouse today, and said that, you know, his home run swing looked a lot like he was facing Twins pitching, since he hit five home runs off of the Twins this season. And he got a laugh out of that. He just said he felt lucky, and you know, he kind of did. You know, he won it, but he was the last of the players to make the semifinals. So it was an interesting showing. It kind of reminded me of the year Justin Morneau won the Derby. He didn't have the highest score in the first couple of rounds either, but pulled it out at the end.
Phil Miller joining us, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. He is in steamy Atlanta for the All-Star festivities and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. When you've got a club like the Twins that stumbled out of the gate in April, had a pretty good May, 13-game winning streak, and then struggled mightily in June, they're way behind the Tigers in the division and hanging in there in the wild card race. But, you know, when you've got bullpen guys and guys like Joe Ryan and Byron Buxton, other teams, and rumors are going to fly about potential trade deals. Number one, Byron Buxton said he's a Twin for life. He's made that pretty clear.
Yeah, I was interested how adamant he was about that, because some of the Atlanta reporters were saying, you know, look at all the Buxton fans that are here. Wouldn't you like to play here someday? And he said, not at all. I'm a Twin for life. And I've heard him say something along those lines before, but it was interesting to hear him say it here. Joe Ryan has been rumored, I think more rumors that teams are interested than the Twins are. And he was joking about that. He, you know, he said his dad asked him if he thinks he's going to be traded. He said his mom won't even talk to him about it because she can't stand the thought of him going anywhere else unless it was to the Giants where they live.
Yeah. And then there's always rumors about bullpen guys for teams that aren't contending or out of contention, because all of the contending teams, and this has been true for decades, at the deadline they covet bullpen help as much as anything.
That is true, and they're also the cheapest, most impactful players you can get. Yeah. Most of them don't have huge salaries, and you know the eighth, ninth inning is where a lot of games are won, so that makes sense that they go shopping. I do think if the Twins have a rough July, that it's possible we could see Yoan Duran moved. I have wondered for a couple of years how much they trust an arm that is throwing 102 miles an hour to hold up year after year after year. They've gotten a lot of value out of him. You would hate to see anything happen to him, but if you traded him and got something back for him, it wouldn't be your problem anymore. Griffin Jacks is going to get a lot of calls, too. Joe Ryan told me yesterday that he thinks Griffin Jacks has the best pitching repertoire in the majors that he just doesn't get recognized for because he only pitches an inning at a time. There would definitely be a market for him. I think that would be a tough one for the Twins to move. He's got a couple more years until free agency, but you know that they are going to be fielding a lot of calls for those guys.
Yeah, does the sale, and I know you've got to run, Phil, but I want to get your thoughts. Does the sale complicate a potential deal even at the end of July? If they're closing in on a deal, is it one of those where the new owners are like, well, we don't want you to make any big moves before we take over the club?
I don't think that they would make a large move that that materially affects the team going forward, other than maybe a Duran move. But I don't see them moving. Can't move a Buxton or a Correa, but I don't see him moving like a Royce Lewis or somebody like that. Besides, you know, the Poleheads have not allowed them to add payroll for a couple of years now. So I don't think that new ownership will make much difference. I think it's the old ownership that is still kind of in control and will likely follow the same game plan that they have for the last couple of years. I will say that the Twins do have a couple big series against the Tigers in August, and you know, that will be their chance to make a stand and see if they're legitimately can be in the race.
Phil, always good to visit with you. I know it's been a very busy weekend, and the All-Star game kicked back a little bit, and we're not sure when Joe Ryan will pitch, but once again, it sounds like he will get an inning, and Byron Buxton should get into the game and get an at-bat tonight.
Joe told me he's definitely pitching, I think we can watch for that. All right, Steve, good talking to you.
All right, there is Phil Miller from the Star Tribune. A big, big day, a lot of news coming out of Atlanta, and Commissioner Rob Manfred talking about the sale of the Rays. It looks like a deal will be done. It should be buttoned up by September, and the Rays will change hands, and a Florida businessman will take over. He's from the Jacksonville area, but it sounds like the plan is to keep the team in the Tampa area and ultimately get a ballpark in the Tampa area. And then Phil was the guy who brought it up. What about the Twins? And Rob Manfred says a deal is forthcoming. So there you go. 6:21, we'll come back, talk more about that. Here on the Lake Show, Stephen for Henry, here on News Talk, 830 WCCO. It is the All-Star game tonight in Atlanta. Phil talked about the humidity and Chris Tubbs. You spent time in your career, town to town, up and down the dial, in Houston, Texas. I don't know how you did it, man. I've known people, and obviously I know you, who have lived down there. It just sounds insane from about Easter to Halloween down there with the heat and humidity.
I mean, you could actually go, like, you know, New Year's to, I don't know, New Year's? You could go from New Year's Day to New Year's Eve.
So it's even insane. In a leap year, 366 days a human.
Oh, it is brutal. And my body's still adjusting to coming back up here because it's just a lot drier up here. And the humidity, it's not something you don't realize it until you're down there and you're like, yeah, this is just sticky, where you get out of the shower and you feel like you hadn't really showered.
Yeah.
And you're just like, it's a kind of a disgusting feeling. But I was told you don't have to shovel heat, which is true.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
It does take, once you get used to it, it's fine. But it's not something that is easily to get, you know, I didn't get used to it right away. It took me a little bit.
Yeah, and it's funny you said that. That's why in Houston and Dallas and Miami, they put in domes. And I would assume Tampa, when they get a new facility, they're going to have a roof over that bad boy when the new owner gets it going. That's for sure. Phoenix, they have the dome as well. But back to what has turned out to be the big news of the day. It had gone quiet, if you will, Chris, on the Twins sale. This came up when the Paulette family said they were going to explore selling the team. And then it sounded like a deal might get done even during spring training or early in the year. And then everybody backed off. And now today, Rob Manfred and Phil Miller, who said it a moment ago, covers the Twins for the Star Tribune, that he is confident the deal is going to get done sooner than later, it sounds like. Wow.
Yeah, I think everybody, you know, all the eggs were in the Justin Ashiba basket. That's kind of where it was, right? Like, you hear it, and, you know, as, you know, media members and fans, we start to look at it more. We're like, man, look at what he's doing with the Phoenix Suns. You know, okay, you sell your minority stake in the Chicago White Sox, but then you can be the majority owner of the Minnesota Twins. Like, how would you not want that? But then all of a sudden, he backs off, and he's like, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to. And he would rather up his investment in the White Sox. And to me, it's like, well, why would you want a team with a lesser ballpark? You know, regardless of, you know, my having fun at the Chicago White Sox expense, which I have for years, ever since 2005, when, you know, they're like, oh, well, we got the better team. Well, yeah, you won a World Series, but when you're 15 games behind first place, you're not the better team, needless to say. Thank you, Kenny Williams. But I think that if you look at the Twins and you're like, why would you want not a newer ballpark, a better farm system, more star power? You've got a bigger market in Chicago, obviously. But I just don't know what it is about the Twins that kind of scared them off. And I assume that scared everybody else off. But now we're starting to find out. I think it's great. I think this is good news for Twins fans.
I've got a thing about the White Sox deal. I think he got in there knowing there was a great opportunity, because at some point the White Sox are going to get out of their current ballpark. They're going to move closer to the loop, very near downtown, and he's probably going to be able to put together sort of what Atlanta did, that they'll get some land, they'll be able to develop the land, have a modern ballpark. Yeah. There's a ton of upside with the White Sox. Not saying there isn't with the Twins, but the opportunity to develop a new ballpark, I think the big money guys love that idea.
I think, and that's kind of what we were sold with Ziggy Wilf, right? Like, we're going to develop all of this area. Well, you go on the backside of U.S. Bank Stadium, there ain't nothing back there, folks. There ain't nothing back there but fencing. It's like Allianz. You've got that. And I think Atlanta, like the whole district that they built around the ballpark, you couldn't do that with Target Field because of just fitting Target Field in that small parcel of land. Yeah. And granted, they did a great job in fitting it right there on the edge of downtown. But I think there's something to that, Steve. I think, you know, as you kind of laid it out there, it's not about a move for now. it's about a move for the future, and you're kind of, I feel like he's playing the long game with that. So
In Chicago, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Not talking about the points.
And here, I think it's like buying a home. There's some people that insist on buying a turnkey
home. Yes.
It is ready to go.
Yep.
And the Twins and Target Field are turnkey.
You don't have to
do anything with the ballpark. I mean, you may want to tweak how you spend money on players, how you evaluate players going forward. But as far as a ballpark, I said it to Phil, Target Field is still widely considered a top five facility in the major leagues. So you're going to attract an owner that's good with and wants to move in and not worry about a ballpark. Ishbia is probably like, I like the Chicago challenge. And Tampa, that's the same deal. This guy is a developer, you know, builds homes down in Florida. He probably bought the Rays and says, I'm going to do something really cool.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and with Tropicana Field, I think this is the perfect opening because Tropicana Field has been known as just an, you know, maybe one of the worst ballparks in Major League Baseball because it's the old AstroTurf. It's got no atmosphere whatsoever. You've got so many, it's so unique, but not in a good way. Here's a chance to hit the reset button because Tampa's got a good system. Like, Tampa is a really well-run organization. I feel like they do as much with what they can as any team in Major League Baseball. And to hit the reset button, you've got a reason that you can say, hey, we need a new stadium because of what happened. It's not coming out here and being, well, you know, the stadium's old. Their stadium is torn apart. They got an open stadium, and it wasn't even built an open stadium. So, I mean, it's like that's a problem.
And the timing is right because the lease was always the big problem for the Rays because they were locked into Tropicana Field.
They were just locked in,
and I think it's another 2 or 3 years. But that gives the new guy time to say, okay, Andy has that leverage. If I'm not able to get something done with the entities as far as land and maybe a little help to get a ballpark and a development done, then he's got the leverage to say, hey, my lease is up. I tried.
Yep.
And he could move to Orlando or somewhere else. So there's a good leverage situation for the new owner of the Rays. All right, we got to run to a break. We've got still so much more coming up on the program tonight, and a lot of good stuff indeed. And, of course, hometown team, Target, important company here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, they are calling more back to work. And what does that mean to downtown? We'll get into that here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Talking Twins, Commissioner Rob Manfred said earlier in the day, we could see a Twins sale this summer of the Rays. A deal will be done by September, the way it looks. They have agreed in principle to a sale down there. We got Byron Buxton, Joe Ryan scheduled to play for the American League in Atlanta tonight. Once again, we visited with Phil Miller from the Star Tribune. And that should be available any moment online at WCCRadio.com or wherever you get your podcasts. You can search The Lake Show and find that one out for sure. And with the Twins at the break, hanging in there in the wild card race, still looking up at the Tigers. And, Chris, we got some good on the text line, and we want to get this out there. And, by the way, you can always be a part of the show. We love to hear your comments. You can call, you can text 651-461-9226. Chris, do you or Steve think the Tigers can continue at their current pace in the second half? And Texter says, I feel like it's got to end soon. How long can they really keep this up?
Well,
and I think that's good. I think that's fair.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, all of the other teams in the Central have kind of hit their swoon. And unfortunately for the rest of the American League Central, the Tigers were playing subpar baseball. Like, they just got swept by Seattle, and they were on a four-game losing streak. And they still lead the division by 11.5 games. So if you're Detroit, the break came at the perfect opportunity for them because they now have the longest losing streak in the American League Central, and it's tied with the Rays for the longest losing streak in the American League. What's going to be interesting to me is, you know, Jack Flaherty has started to get lit up a little bit. Jackson Jobe, one of their outstanding young arms, out for the year. Terry Torkelson has, you know, had a few injury issues. Kerry Carpenter is now on the IL. So some of their guys are a little banged up. I still think that they are the cream of the crop when it comes to the American League Central. I don't think that they're going to be able to play, you know, 6-10 baseball for the remainder of the year. But even if they, you know, even if they play 500 ball, the rest of the division has got to play 600 to 625 just to make this thing competitive. So I still think that right now Detroit, because of the cushion that they built in the first half, and their run differential is, it's the second best in the American League at a plus 87. Only the Yankees have a better at a plus 111. Right now, they are still, I think, head and shoulders above everybody else in the American League Central, barring something big happening to Riley Green or Tarik Skubal, because they are more than Skubal, but their pitching staff, they have shown a few cracks recently.
Yeah, and for me, if I'm a Tiger fan, it would be, you know, if something happens to Skubal, then it's time to panic. But if you're running him out there every fifth day, mm-hmm. and I brought this up, I don't know if it was filling in for Henry last week or if we were, I got into this at all last night. I think Skubal is, you know, that rising tide that lifts all boats, if you will. That even if they're bringing up a kid from the minor leagues, it's like he's so good and so dominant that I think he elevates everyone around him where it's like, I got to bring my A game because I don't want to let Skubal down. I think he's that good, and I think when you have an ace of that caliber, he can elevate the entire staff. And you're right. I mean, the numbers become daunting. Even if they play 500 ball between now and the end of the regular season, it would take a huge effort by the Twins or the Royals or the Guardians to catch him. And I'm not saying it's not possible, because over the history of the major leagues, there have been epic second-half collapses. But in this case with the Tigers, I still think they got a pretty good ball club. And this isn't a fluke. They finished strong a year ago, and they came out of the gate.
Yeah.
And no one in the major leagues at the moment has more wins. And you've got to give them respect for that.
The Tigers are doing now and at the end of last year what I expected them to do at the beginning of last year. Like, I mean, I look at them, and I'm like, they have such a flush minor league system and a lot of good young players, but it didn't click. And I mean, Terry Torkelson, they sent him down for, I want to say, 2 to 3 months, and he finally got his poop in a group. And then, you know, back up to the major leagues, and they caught fire last year. And I think A.J. Hinch is the perfect manager for the Tigers. They are in a really good position, because a year ago at the All-Star break, Steve, you could make the case that from last year's All-Star break to this year's All-Star break, they have been the best team in Major League Baseball, and it's not particularly close, because they were very close to being sellers at last year's deadline before they went on their run, and they went on an incredible run with a lights-out bullpen, great starting pitching, and timely hitting. So, I mean, the Tigers, yeah, the Tigers are absolutely legit.
Yeah, and I agree with that. There's enough
sample size.
There's a big enough sample size to say they are for real. Now, when you look at the wild card right now, you got the Yankees, you got the burning hot Red Sox. They're on a 10-game winning streak going into the break. So the last 10 before the break, they go with 10-0. Twins had a pretty nice run going into the break, 6-4. I mean, hey, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at as the Twins try and get back to 500. The only worry about the Twins at the moment, four out in the wild card, is they're looking up at a lot of teams. Tied with the Angels at 47-49. Not particularly worried about the Angels. Texas, a game under. Tampa, a good club. We saw them. Twins beat them 2 out of 3 at Target Field.
Yep.
They're 3 games over. Then you got Seattle, and once again, red hot Red Sox, and the Yankees, who, you know, have just been kind of floundering at 5-5. They haven't been horrible, but they haven't been great either. So it is doable for the Twins, but as we pointed out, in this stretch coming out of the break with Colorado, then you go to L.A., and you come home and take on the Nats, and they aren't very good. You know, the Nats are right there at the bottom. The only team worse, Colorado, and they're dreadful. So the Twins have an opportunity to get over 500 and stay relevant in the wild card. You know, beyond that, the numbers, and we'll just go back to the numbers, and I think you said it beautifully. Tigers play 500 ball. It's going to be really tough to run them down.
The Tigers have absolutely no pressure on them, but you mentioned...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Colorado's won 22 games the entire season.
It's mid-July.
They are 22-74. I'm not good at math, but that is like super not good. You know, yeah. their run differential is -253. Like, this is not the Andre Galarraga, Dante Bichette, you know.
You brought up the big cat.
The big cat, Andres Galarraga.
Oh, one of the great nicknames in MLB history. Some night, and maybe since it's the All-Star break, maybe we need to work this bit in tomorrow night. Best nicknames in MLB history. Let's do it. You want to do that tomorrow night?
I mean,
because the big cat's on the list.
Hold on, let me. I gotta put it.
You gonna write that down in pen?
No, pen. They don't let me have things that can do permanent damage here in the studio anymore.
All right.
Best nicknames in MLB history. See, this is riveting radio because a live production meeting on there. Best MLB.
But anyway, it's your fault. You brought up the big cat.
Well,
but
blame me.
You're right. Brutal. I mean, they're so bad. They're 10 games behind the White Sox.
And the White Sox last year were the worst team in Major League Baseball history. So ultimately, here's the point with that. To me, Steve, the Red Sox have gone on this remarkable winning streak after trading arguably their best player in Rafael Devers. They're like, you're too much of a pain in the ass. Like, we're going to ship you to the other coast. Like, you can't get much further from Boston to San Francisco, and they're like, deuces, you're gone. And they've gone on this incredible winning streak. Now they got Yoshida back, which is a really nice middle of the lineup bat. But at the end of the day, you come out, you got that, because then you've got the Red Sox. And yeah, you got to get out of you got to go 6-3 again. Like, I feel like you've got to sweep. You've got to win 5 out of 6 against the Rockies and the Nationals combined. Like, that is a must for the Twins. A must.
And then just not get swept in L.A.
Yeah, be competitive against L.A. But, I mean, L.A., I mean, you look at them, too. It's not exactly that they're invincible right now. Like, you know, they're 3-7 in their last 10. I mean, they're 5.5 ahead of San Diego. They're 6 ahead of San Francisco. But you look at them like, they're not running away with everything, I think, like everybody thought they would in the offseason. Like, the Dodgers have not, they haven't created that separation like some of the other teams in Major League Baseball have.
So you're saying there is a chance. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We do want to touch on this, and that is Target. You know, they want people back at work. We'll get into that before the news at 7 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. More and more people are reporting to work downtown. And Minneapolis, St. Paul, and downtowns across the country need that. And we all know with COVID, people stayed home, remote work became a big deal. And I've been convinced, my full-time job, I was always going in, I'm in the commercial printing business, and we went in and we separated and we, you know, practiced social distancing and so on and so forth. But I had to be there because I support the people running the machines and so on and so forth. So I never really had the remote work situation. But more and more businesses like Target, Ameriprise, U.S. Bank, and other big employers downtown are asking people to come back in. Now, I know there are some that they can work remotely, work effectively remotely, and there are some that have been hired to do remote work, period. But for the most part, as time has passed and COVID has waned and public health has improved, that people are going back to work. And let's face it, these companies have big investments and leases and so on and so forth. And it's been a struggle for downtown, and all the businesses that support the workforce downtown have really struggled. So we're seeing that trend. Once again, Target made the call to require its largest business unit to report to the office 3 days a week starting in September. And, you know, once again, it depends. Some people can work remote and work effectively remotely, and others are maybe more effective and more productive in the office. And I think, you know, as companies make this decision, I'll get back to, they got to pay the rent. They got to pay the lease month in and month out, whether people are there or not. And it's kind of like they've probably discovered that in more cases than not, it's better overall to have as many people in the building as they can, Chris.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, to me, when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, okay, well, yeah, you've got that overhead, but what exactly, you know, how can you cut your overhead and your expenses as a company so you can validate, you know, allowing people to continue to have that schedule because of COVID? Now, I don't have any problem with a hybrid model, but I do understand, you know, these companies like Target wanting people to come back to the office now that we're past COVID. And I mean, we still have to take precautions. Like, none of, you know, COVID is still out there, but it's not like the prevalency that it had. But to me, I'm thinking there's got to be a trickle-down effect to the other businesses. You know, we have so many of these mom-and-pop shops, like in the Skyway, that have closed. You got all of these other businesses that couldn't survive because they didn't have the foot traffic. So to me, I'm not thinking about the corporations that are bringing people back. I'm thinking about these other businesses that are reliant on those workers, you know, patronizing their businesses.
Well, and it has a ripple effect on the economy. You know, the small businesses, the mom and pops, the businesses that support the lunch counters, whatever, you know, laundry services, whatever it is, parking ramps, and all of the jobs associated with having people downtown in the offices, people that clean the offices, et cetera, has a ripple effect in the economy. Now, I think individually some people are going to say, well, I'm going to look for another job, free to do it.
Absolutely.
And companies are also free to say, hey, you know, we need you in the office. That's part of our original deal, and we're moving maybe away. And I think you're going to continue to see this segue to, we need people in the office. You know, and once again, there are, I think, a segment of the population that can work effectively remotely, and then there's some that probably aren't very effective aren't very efficient.
These employers have the right to say, we want you back in the office because we're the employer, but then the employees also have the right to say, I'm going to look someplace else. Yes.
Yeah, right, for sure. We've got the news. We've got the weather coming up at 7 here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.